Welcome to Nodcast, episode 134. Friendship is magnets.
How does it work?
I'm Saverin.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
I'm Teal Fox.
And I'm Shiva.
You're going to have a rough time this week because we can be as foul-mouthed as we want on this show, Teal.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you and Ricky are the only ones I've had to bleep on Who First.
Oh, well.
I haven't had to bleep me yet.
Not that foul mouth, really.
Oh,
I know, we'll I know you're not. It's just funny that it worked out that way.
Yes, he's such a calm and kind and quiet fox.
That's right. I'm the minty calming one.
Yes.
Like tea.
Like tea.
Yes. This week's show, we're kind of going to play catch-up a little bit. The last few weeks have been kind of crazy, and so what we've done is we've basically forwarded a bunch of emails to the new email account, and we've actually gone green this week because we're reading off the emails from iPads.
Which have a much larger, probably, carbon footprint than what we were originally doing.
But they're reusable. Cool.
Yes, they're reusable, and you can zoom in and out and look at things.
Yeah, we're not...
look at porn while I'm talking.
We're not leaving piles of paper in your apartment every week after the show, and I'm not burning through paper and toner. Yeah.
You know, toner costs more than human blood, liter by liter.
Yeah, so I've heard. Well, yeah, my bank account tells me that.
So this is why you invited me to the show? You wanted to go a little green?
Yeah.
Oh!
A little green, but not all the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perhaps hence the teal.
Got it. It's a tentative kind of thing. You know, as Kevin Smith would say, he does just the tip.
Sometimes you have to ease into these things.
Yes. Yeah. You know, just let me put it in a little bit. Just the tip. Just touch it.
All right. Long way check is in the mail. Yes.
So, who shall start off this week?
I want to start.
Okay. And we can go counterclockwise.
Oh, by the way, since we should update our listeners. So, listeners, I mentioned it last week. I have my iPad now. Yay.
So, you want to read an email from your iPad.
I want to read an email from my iPad. Also, we should mention, actually, that... Well, I think he mentioned it last week. The Recky's not here this week.
Yeah.
He's in Arkansas, isn't it?
He's somewhere doing something.
He's in the wild.
He's doing America. Work stuff. But yeah, but we have Bonus Fox, so it's all good.
Hooray.
So I'm going to read an email.
So, wait. So if I'm a cast member, does that make him the token female?
I believe officially, yes, I am the token female.
That is
I have
correct.
Been designated that before the last time I was guesting on here. So
yeah. That's how we roll.
That's how we roll.
At KC, yo.
In the hood.
In the hood. Teal's here representing the West Side.
Yeah, but now I'm here.
West Coast represent.
As with last time I was with Kit and Kyle, we were like, West
Side. Really?
Yeah, one of them did that. I can't remember. We did the W symbol with our fingers. Since we are in an audio medium, I should probably mention that. Yeah. Okay, I'll go ahead and start.
Well, that's just because the people listening now aren't watching the 1080p.
Right, yeah.
Working on that.
Subject line is not a wall of text. Hey, all, just a quick question for you since it's open topic. Are you ever going to release another DVD like your Cat of Hate discs? Inquiring minds want to know. Moonshine Fox. No.
That was hard.
Oh?
That
was before I was here.
Yeah. Well, okay, so the reason we did the first DVD is because back in the day... we actually had warm-up time, and we had recorded our conversations from before the show started, and they were usually inappropriate and not stuff we'd say on the normal show. But now, as we have been doing the show forever...
because we were so anti-Semitic, and... No,
well, we weren't.
I'm
but
kidding,
we we come in, sit down, do the show. It's not something we have to warm up for, and so, as such, there's really nothing of value that could be added to a DVD. If you want to... financially support the show, I mean, you could always donate cash, but...
Or buy a dong.
No, yeah, I'd prefer just buy a dong. Actually, what I would really prefer is if they shop at FurPlanet.com.
Yeah, shop it.
Since we're hosted on the FurPlanet server, and buying from the company helps pay for that server.
So buy from Fur Planet and then buy a dong.
Yes.
Yes. Buy from Fur Planet, buy a dong from Adam and Eve. That's how you can support.
If you want to support the show, buy from Fur Planet. It helps keep the show running.
Yes. Because if we go out of business, then I can't afford the server anymore. Not that there's actually any danger of that happening. I'm just saying. Just
put it out there.
Just putting it out there. Bye from Fur Planet.
So we're going to go Wittershins this weekend, and it's my turn.
Okay.
And topic, ponies and other magical things. Hey, guys, or bronies, whichever you'd prefer. I thought I'd write in, since you're discussing My Little Pony, among other things. Before I get to the ponies, I'll touch you a question I've got for you all. Portal 2. Everyone's excited, including me, but what are you hoping to see in the game specifically? Anything special you're hoping to play through or with? Well, considering that I'm the only gamer here as far as I know, Portal 2 looks really cool. And beyond that, I haven't paid too much attention. I will buy it when it comes out, and I'm sure I won't be disappointed.
Do you play Divija?
I love watching people play that kind of game, because I suck at them.
Yeah.
I'm sort of a press X to win sort of gamer. Mm-hmm. we'll so. See.
Fuzz came over one day, and I was playing Portal, and he just watched me play it.
I watched him play it straight through from beginning to end.
I'm good at those kind of games, so I'm just like...
Yeah, he didn't have to repeat it like 20 times, and I got the story and enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's great to watch. Me play it now.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of games I spectate, especially when Ake is playing them through for the fifth time. So.
Onward. And now that that's out of the way, to your journal question about how to get winter wrap-up out of your head, the short version is you really can't finish that holiday cheer. Though if you try out your Bronies mixes on YouTube under Band Puffs, that might help distract you. They're fun to listen to anyway. Here's a question. If you were ponies and given the chance, assuming you've seen at least more than a few episodes, would you go to Equestria? Would you be there permanently? And given the choice, what do you think your cutie marks would be? And what's your favorite pony or character? That's some really fan
stuff. Cutie is the stuff on the butt,
the
right?
butt mark, yeah.
See, apart from the question about Portal 2, that could have been written in a foreign language as far as I know, right? Word of that.
Well, unfortunately, I'm the only person on the show that has actually watched the entire series.
I watched.
And participated like
five
on PonyChan.
Six or seven?
And
what's PonyChan?
It's a Chan board for ponies. It's awesome.
See, okay. Cutie marks I always thought of ass stamps.
Well, tramp anyways.
Stamps.
No, ass stamps.
So we can get mine out of the way real quick. No, a mint leaf.
There you go.
Yeah, a mint leaf, that'd be perfect.
And for you, it'd be like the Time Lord pony. Yes.
Yeah, but he's already a character, though.
I guess.
It would work for me, though.
Yeah.
A little blue box.
So.
A little printer exploding ink. Well, that'd work for Tyrion, actually.
Yeah.
Because he's always the one that gets a face full of cyan.
No, I just see a little badger head on his butt.
An angry face. Jiris would be a sandwich.
Oh.
Your special talent is eating a sandwich, or unless you... So you don't get angry.
Aww. Sad face.
I was a total pony fag and posted, I did a little, use a template. Mm-hmm. Mine's a sun with a scorpion on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So earlier today, and this is funny, and I've already told the other cast that, I'm bored at work, and it pops into my head of, hey, Severin, if Severin was a pony, would it have a scorpion lollipop on his ass? And he says, as a matter of fact, and he links me the one he's already made, and it does indeed have a scorpion on his ass.
And I have the little templates, and I was going to make one for Shiva that had an L-shaped Tetris block cutie mark. And I was actually planning on doing a My Little Knot cast just as a joke. My other co-hosts go, ah! But I ran out of time. Onward. Guess that's about it. If you're interested in good MLP resources, there was a blog called Equestria Daily. I say was because it started on January 19th. It is now a major news source for a lot of pony info and pushing 1.7 million hits as fic, art, news, etc., etc. Spotting merchandise. It's pretty good. Not the Pony Bugs runs it, sit their show, when I post it. Blah, I think that was a big bucket of rambling. Apologies for that, and I saw the chance to email the first time in months and took it. All the best, Surik the Jackal from New York, or Noble Cause when it comes to the My Little Pony size of thing. P.S. 3 months of winter coldness and awesome holidays. Actually, okay, I'll stop taunting you with winter wrap-up. I want winter to fuck off over here and get some consistently 60-plus weather for about 3 weeks. It's April tomorrow, damn it. This 45-degree junk is not making me happy one bit.
They're forecasting 90s for the weekend here.
And it was like 40-something here a couple days ago?
Yeah. Questions. It's a little confused.
Question from Atard. What's winter wrap-up?
It is a song in one of the episodes that's really catchy.
Oh, okay.
And it's like 3 minutes long, and it's a catchy little song. And it gets stuck in your head because it has a really simple but easy to remember and get stuck in your head chorus mm-hmm. line. And
is it like Friday?
That was gonna get down on Friday.
No, you know what's funny? I have thus far avoided listening.
I haven't watched the video. I just heard a clip of it on Hollywood Babylon, and that was enough to like get that little chunk of it stuck in my head.
No, absolutely not. I will listen to the Eurobeat Brony stuff. I will not listen to Friday.
Brony.
Yes. I bought one of the little pins back at Furry Fiesta that said Brony.
Thought you like made that up. This is actually thing?
It's actually terminology. It's in
the show. Are the male ponies actually called Bronies? Is that right?
No.
Okay. So, but it's something that's come up in the fan community.
Yeah, it's basically a lot of the reason that My Little Pony got as big into the furry community as it is because it spawned a lot of interest off of 4chan. In case people aren't aware, a lot of members of the furry fandom are also involved on 4chan and involved in the peripheral boards, so that anything remotely furry that shows up, or in this case, incredibly cute, mm-hmm. like My Little Pony, it will filter into the fandom and the internet at large. So it started out there, but it started up the B-board, mm-hmm. B-brony. There we go.
I just imagined a theme, you know, My Little Brony.
No. It is purely a fan. It's like a Trekkie.
Yeah.
Fag. Also, Panther is trying to mentally poke me with his finger and says that I should point out that Checkpoint Corporate Anthem is worse than Friday. If you want to hurt yourself, I bet you could look up Checkpoint's Corporate Anthem on YouTube, but don't blame us if you kill yourself. So, on that note, it is your turn, Shiva.
Did you guys plan for me to get this one?
No.
No, they're just in the mailbox.
Well, I'm just saying it's long and it's more and more time chances for me to trip over myself, so.
Oh. This is a long email.
Dear Notcast, why do I seem to attract all the crazy in the goddamn world? I broke up with an emotionally destructive drag queen only to move in with two drama queens. It's only been 1 month of living with these two and I already want to move away because I fear for myself. Let me give some info about the situation. I'm living with two other furries that I've known since my college days. I thought they were both pretty cool and not hard to live with. Ha! Was I ever wrong? One has Asperger's syndrome, I've seen the paperwork, and is clingy to the point that I can't go anywhere or do anything without giving every little scrap of info to him. He's also allergic to just about everything underneath the damn sun, and is on so many different meds I'm surprised he can function in the world. The other is the first person's boyfriend is almost as fucked up as the first. This one has rage issues that has led to a hole being punched in my bedroom wall and other walls around the apartment.
He's living with Racky.
He's self-destructive to the point of cutting and has made the threat of killing himself. Doubt he'd do it. He's just crying for attention.
Okay, he's not.
He's just as clingy as the first person. Now, here's something that happened a week after I moved in. I've just gotten off work at 7 p.m. and I didn't want to come back to the apartment just yet. I decided to head over to dinner on my own, but was contacted by two other friends who were in town and asked if I was doing anything. They joined me for dinner. I didn't tell my roommates about my plans for dinner, and apparently they freaked the fuck out to the point of texting me about 50 times without the span of an hour. I didn't respond to the text because I was at dinner and didn't want to be bothered.
That seems a little excessive.
The second roommate I told you about literally thought I was dead and proceeded to hunt the sides of the highway for my car thinking I had wrecked. At this point, me and my other two friends decided to hit up a local billiard hall for a couple hours to kill some time and enjoy our night. The second roommate comes downtown after we told him where we were, so he'd stop texting us. He couldn't find the billiard hall despite the large-ass sign outside the building and being on the main drag where all the bars are. We finally guided him to the hall, and he proceeded to lament his whiny-ass troubles about how he felt left out and his friends had abandoned him. This is a good part. Sarcasm. My roommate then proceeds to say, and I quote, "I was with a hair's breadth away from either cutting or killing myself. Oh, did I mention this person actually said he loves me? Yeah. He has a boyfriend and still holds a flame for me, even though I told him I'm not interested in a relationship with him. Anyway, he said the cutting and killing himself thing, I punked him out in front of everyone in the hall. I told him that this was fucking childish and he was acting like a 16-year-old girl who just got dumped. That was one instance of trouble. Here's the one thing that drives me insane. It's the fact that I've got no privacy in this apartment. I pay my rent and my share of utilities, so I would hope I would have the privacy to do that I want. That's not happening. There's no courtesy knock on my door before coming in. If I try to read the book, I'm constantly interrupted by one or both of you roommates, who will then proceed to just stand and stare at me for a good 5 minutes before I tell them to go the fuck away. Which doesn't work, mind you. It takes me at least 5 to 7 times of telling them to go away for them to leave. Heaven forbid that I try to have some privacy to give myself a helping hand in certain places. I'm lucky they haven't walked in on me doing that yet. It's only a matter of time until they do. I can't believe it's only been 1 month and I want to move. Luckily, an old high school friend wants to move too. She lives in Oklahoma right now and doesn't want to stay there much longer. I don't want to be here much longer because I fear for myself. We were talking and thought we'd work as roomies. Hell, if it wasn't for the fact that she's a junior in high school by the time I was a senior, we most likely would have moved in together because we like each other's company and respect each other's space. We decided that if we do move in, we'd want to shoot for Northern Texas. I've been in the area numerous times, and I've gone down to the race. I shot the idea of moving to Denton to her, and she likes a placement relevant to DFW, and it's not that far to drive back home to family in case something happens. So I'm asking the opinion of Notcast. Would Denton be a bad place to live? We'd rather avoid Stabtown at all cost. Anyway, thanks for the semi-possible wall of text, but shit with my current roomies required all that info. Anyway, any bit left out wouldn't do any good. Feel free to shorten for yourselves. Getting drunk off 10 shots of Jaeger Island.
Wow, you almost made it all the way through.
I was doing so well.
Like 10 perfect paragraphs, and then you fucked up the signature.
Combo breaker.
I know.
It's because Jaeger is a foreign language, and you're like,
Oh, God. So, Denton, is it a bad place?
It's a college town.
Yeah,
it's...
I don't know much about Denton. I haven't heard anything bad about it, per se.
It's got a couple of colleges. It's basically the little brother that lives north of DFW.
It's
a small town. It's connected pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
35 meets up there, so you can go both to Fort Worth. Why would you want to do that? Or to Dallas.
But it's just your basic college town. There's nothing...
Yeah.
There's not a ton to do. But it's also... And, I mean...
Wait, how far of a drive is it from here?
It's like 20 miles. I don't know.
It's like 30 minutes, 40
let's
minutes?
Let's take a look at the Google Maps, because...
It's a decent drive. I mean, it's not like you're going to be in your car for hours, but it's like, I'd say about 30, 45 minutes up the highway straight.
So still, without traffic. If you're... living and working in Denton and you want to drive to it's Dallas doable. Or Fort Worth it's for the weekend doable. And do
okay,
something.
So if you're going to drive from Carrollton to Denton, the center of town to Carrollton, from Carrollton, it's 25 miles. Denton is actually pretty decently sized and it's all, you know, it's urban pretty much all the way down. Mm-hmm. If you go 35 east, because it goes through Corinth and Louisville.
Now, there might be some bad parts of Denton, but overall it's not stabby.
Also, Louisville isn't necessarily 100% stabby.
It's got some stabby parts, but...
yeah.
Ironically, Fox Avenue is the exit you don't want to take in Louisville off 35, because Guardian told me that when I was first visiting him out there, that, yeah, that's the stabby part of town in Louisville, apparently.
Well, see, this is... Over here is where, they used to live. Over here, the Shady Shores or whatever.
That just sounds shady.
But yeah, if you're thinking about moving into the area, you can always drop one or all of us a line and we can help you recommend good, bad parts of town.
I would also recommend in your immediate situation, get a lock for your door or get something that you can put wedge in front of the door, because seriously, just barging into your door with no knock when you're fucking there and a paying roommate.
Go out to Home Depot, get a screwdriver and a lock set when they're out doing whatever. Just install the lock and there you go.
Okay. Basically, Denton, the reason it's a college town is it has Texas Women's University and UNT. Mm-hmm. There you go.
The College University of North Texas, or CUNT.
Yes. This is UNTD. UNT.
They have a techno music major there.
Because there's UTD and UTA and then UT Austin, which is UT, which is
This is as bad as FurCon's, because like FAU is FAU, FWA is FWA,
AC is ACK.
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 I guess Fur Fright and Furry Fiesta are just.
Sorry, I don't have much input on the whole moving to Denton thing.
RMFC.
You just moved
here. I just moved here from California, so.
RMFC is like. It's hard to pronounce.
Yeah, it almost sounds like a sound a dog would make or something.
So, Teal, I'm sorry, but it's your turn.
It's my turn, huh?
Okay, so I've selected. Go ahead and archive that one, Shiva, and I've selected the next one for Teal.
Okay. Dear Notcasters, a comment about something from the Not Sheathed live episode. On the thing about people not realizing there's a local community, I know a guy who once told me he was lonely because there was absolutely no furs around him. He lived maybe 10 minutes from Memphis, which, while being stabby, also had enough furs around to have a con until it moved. Another comment on that. There used to be a local fur community, but it mostly fell apart when the people left, until there were just a few furs around. Now, however, we started rebuilding the community. We've had 2 fur meets, one a couple of weeks ago that turned out all right, another a month ago or so that consisted of my friend sitting alone in a coffee shop bitching on IRC about how nobody else was there, and the last one. We had 4 attendees out of an expected 5. Small, but it was fun. Mm-hmm. Plus, we got me, 18 years old, my friend, 17, plus 2 older furs, one's 38, one's 41. So we can have an interesting conversations about the changes in the furry community. Your friendly Ontario wolf tiger cats.
Which is pretty much what we did in that episode, was have discussions about the changes in the furry community. It was gray muzzle cast, partially. But, you know, I remember back in the day when I was first... early on in the Jacksonville Furs community, we were just getting started setting up fur meets, and we would have some small meets that were just like 3 people, 4 people. But, you know, we got together, we made friends, we had a good time, and gradually, as somebody met somebody else and brought them along and brought them along and brought them along, and
it built steam.
It's like a slow but sure kind of thing. And pretty soon you're at the mall and it's like, oh shit, we have 20 people here. We've pulled together every table in the food court and one big area. And, you know, and it gets to the point where like security is kind of like,
they're you guys,
some kind of group.
It's like, yes, we are a church group.
Fursuits are our gang colors. But yeah, that's perfectly fine. Once when you start small, and you'll be really surprised how quickly it can build up into something huge.
I think the point is to do it. You know, you've got to do it.
Yeah. It's really just having somebody with the... Because I'll see this a lot on mailing lists, something people complaining that there's nothing to do and there's more no meets and stuff like that. It really just takes one person with the wherewithal to say, okay, I'm going to fucking do this. Meet me at this place at this time on this day. Let's hang out. Let's have some fun. Let's play some pool, have some coffee, see a movie, whatever it is. Snort some coke.
I was going to say, this. Invite some fun. This beat is sick.
Want to take a ride on your dingo stick?
That's for you, Atari. That's for you, Atari.
Is he a dingo now?
No, he loves the dingoes.
Oh.
Lady for a fag.
It's all about the dingo stick. Yeah, lady for a fag. But yeah, I think we got a positive message out of that before we devolved into our usual faggot.
Excellent.
We're helping.
We're always helping.
So you have the next one in Sever? Oh, wait. Or no, I do.
You.
I do. Yes. Right. Okay, yeah, because he just handed it to me, so it's back around to me.
Emails.
Okay. I have the next email. The subject line is emails, as Tavern just said. But I felt like repeating. Because I have an iPad now. iPads are cool. I have thought of so many things to ask, but as I go through the episodes, I always find my answers. So do you ever worry that there will be no more questions to ask you? To disprove myself, I do have another question. See? We don't have to worry. How do you deal with a girl that you broke up with and then she finds out you started going out with a guy? I am a guy, just clarifying. Because now she is just freaking out. No clue how to deal with this, and I have no idea why she is taking this so hard. She does not know the guy. She does not know the guy, and I waited a week before I asked him out. I had thought that a week would be a good amount of time to get over me should I have waited longer. Love to all furries. Snuggle Wolf.
Okay. A week can be a little bit of a short time.
So, a couple of things about this. First of all, a week is a real short time for anybody to get over anybody. Secondly, you know, 5 years may be too short for some people to get over some people. So, at the same time, I would say if you...
Still, I think a week is still short for most
people. It's a little short.
But it's none of her business.
Yeah.
If she's... Did she see? Okay, well, he broke with a girl that you broke up with. I don't know who dumped who, but regardless, you're split up. There's a mutual end to the relationship. He moves on. It's none of her business.
Yeah.
It's her job to get over this.
See, whoa, I just scared the shit out of myself because I hit the release valve on my chair. Some kind of foot. The thing that's missing from this is he didn't give, like, a time frame, like, how long have they been together. That mm-hmm. could be a thing. And yeah. maybe she could have this sort of neurotic, oh my god, I turned him gay. I turned men gay.
Mm-hmm.
No. Or I've
Which also we talked about that a couple weeks ago, yeah. I think.
I've also seen it be, oh my god, he likes guys. Does this make me... How to put it? This dude left me, or we separated, and he went to do...
Dudes.
And he was with me before. Does that make me manly? Does it make me... Am I that undesirable that he'd rather go to a guy than me?
My vagina have teeth? Did it bite him?
Yeah. Am I that horrible that he's now turned away from the whole... I've just, you know...
Should I not have pegged him?
But yeah, there can be a whole bunch of different mindsets that can come of yeah. when your partner switches. Not only goes to someone new so fast, but goes to the opposite gender.
Yeah. So I think a week is a little short, but at the same time, it's not your responsibility anymore for her feelings. That's a little callous. But if you broke up and you don't care about her, then, yeah, that's not really a thing. If she's like, yeah, you might want to, I don't know, just let her know to back off. If it says she's freaking out, doesn't say how, but you know, if she continues to freak out as time goes by and is like really bugging you, you kind of need to sort of say, look, here's the situation. We're broken up. You know, I'll still be friends with you, but you don't have input into my personal relationships anymore.
One of the hardest things to do is approach somebody, you know, that you've broken up with and say, okay, our relationship has changed and I need to be honest with you. You're behaving in a situation that makes me uncomfortable and, mm-hmm. you know, you need to either back off or our relationship is going to change more. And that, you know, means either we're not going to have contact with each other or, you know, whatever. So... Don't be afraid to be honest in your communication.
I agree.
So. Yep. So, I'd say we covered that pretty well. Saverin, over to you.
Over to me.
This is one of the ones I forwarded from...
Yes.
the archive.
Indeed. Okay. Somewhat follow-up and new questions. Hi, Nawcast. I'd be witty if I could, so just imagine I did, okay? Be witty if I could, so... I previously sent an email that Shiva really helped me with, and just wanted to say that I'm happily following her advice, as having major issues in my home life, still am, by the way, and hopefully that can all end in roughly 2 months or less. I recently applied at insert movie theater here, and because they're hiring 50 new people, I have a serious chance of getting a job. Plus, my friend works there. What I need to ask you guys, and the L-shaped one, speaking from which, what does that mean? Lesbian or some odd Jacat meeting ritual? If I get this job, should I move out? Like I previously told Shiva, my dad is going to Afghanistan for a year. So I'm leaving my mom, brother, and myself over here. Now, my mom is probably going to need a lot of emotional help. There is the problem. I literally loathe her. She's obnoxious, overbearing, crazy, a bitch, and all around someone I dislike intensely. I feel that way about my entire family, pretty much. There's no way I'd be able to last a month, let alone a year, without my dad to be the buffer. Is it right of me to leave her and my brother alone? From a financial standpoint, it is. My dad's getting paid what he calls stupid money, and apparently that's a lot. But that money is basically already spent on bills and the mortgage. My mom is a teacher, so she doesn't make a lot of money. And fuck you, Republicans, for trying to... And fuck you, Republicans, you try living on a teacher's salary. I hope you realize how much they struggle, and if you're confused, read up on the teachers' union, find Wisconsin, and what they've been saying. P.S. Republicans need to die. So if I move out, that's cut down on my bills, food, etc. Plus, it will give my brother a chance to finally experience maybe one-fifth of the shit that ruined my childhood and fucked me over. That's not really a reason. A big worry I have, though, is if I move out, will they stop paying for my college? I have no problem splitting the burden, and they pay for tuition and I for books. But I wouldn't put it past my mother to hold that over my head to get me to stay. Needless to say, if she tries that, I'm gone anyway. No way in hell I could live without her resisting to hit her or yell at her. For the record, I haven't done either, ever. I know I need at least a 2-year degree, but I personally loathe college. I hate testing, quizzes, homework. Every day is literal struggles with my sanity. College is not for everyone. Sadly, I'm the smart guy who hates school, but I go anyway. I'm not happy here, but it is like a breath of freedom when I leave to go to college, which is ironic. I feel listless, depressed, and down when I'm home, and I spend all day in my room either playing WoW or doing homework. I have a few friends who try to help me out as much as possible. Between my mother not allowing me to, and them working, I go out maybe once a week. I am 18, and my mother still imposes a curfew and restricts when and where I go. Just last week, I asked to go over to my friend's after my late-night class, and she said no because I didn't put the trash can liner in the trash and because she was tired. I was late to school and assumed, apparently wrongly, because they're lazy fuckers that my brother or mother would put one in for me. Now, I know it doesn't take long to put one in, but I was already 10 minutes late and panicking. After she told me this, I literally sat gaping at my phone until my friend snapped me out of it. I'm sick and tired of this. For the first time in my life, I'm trying to have a social life, and she's still fucking it up. I'm scared that she's going to do something that's going to cause me to snap. If my dad is still around, beat the shit out of me. He already has told me since I was 12 if I didn't start acting better, it would come to blows. If Asperger's, excuse me for being different and a bit standoffish. You'd think a special ed teacher would understand, but no. Anyway, sorry to rant, but I don't get too often. But now back to my questions. Should I move out, even if it cost me my college? Oh, and I have about another year of my degree, but there is microscopic to no chance of me getting through it sane. I really think I should move out. My depressed episodes and breakdowns are happening more and more often as the shit piles on. My father's impending absence weighs down on them both, and I am the convenient outlet, seeing as how my brother is the baby. Thank you for reading this, and I really hope I don't come out as some whiny brat. Love the show and hope you have many more to come. Obsidian, the cold diaper dragon in the south. P.S. WoW is the most amazing game ever. Anyone who says different can bend over so my arcane mage can shove a barrage up their bum.
So,
holy wall of text, Batman.
There are a lot of layers there.
Like an onion. And it is one solid paragraph.
Yeah, that's why I was losing track of where I was.
So, should you move out if you get a job? Truthfully, movie theaters don't pay that great.
And if they're hiring 50 people, that's not a lot of hours per person.
Yeah, you'll probably get stuck with part-time. And pull in a couple paychecks and... whenever you start working at a place, you should work at it for a little while, see what the hours will turn into. It may start out a lot and trickle down to nothing as they get up to speed. It may start nothing, and if they like you, you get fed more hours. It really comes down to how many hours you get and what they'll pay. Most likely movie theaters are minimum wage at best.
Yeah. I am tempted to stick it out at home for that last year and get a 2-year degree. It's not probably not as good as a 4-year degree, but especially if it's in some kind of technical certificate or something like that, it is at least something.
What your life will be like without it is you're going to have a hard time moving beyond movie theater and fast food and very basic jobs without some luck and spending a lot of years clawing yourself up higher and higher to where you can get a better paying job. With a 2-year degree, you at least have a chance to be better in the long run.
Yeah, it is unfortunately difficult now and getting worse as time goes by to get any kind of decent job without something beyond high school. So it's in your... And this is sort of... You're at the time of your life that just sucks. You know, it's a real uphill battle getting out of high school, getting through college. But it's kind of like the sacrifices you make now are going to pay off more further down the line and in ways that you probably can't really see right now.
And this is the most chafing time. I mean, you're a legal adult. You're wanting to make your own say, do your own thing, make your own rules. And you're still living in a situation where you don't get that. And I think that that's kind of one of the biggest hurdles that our culture currently has is there's not... You're kind of stuck in this teenager mold as long as you're living underneath this roof. There's not a good way for you to grow, for your parents to surrender control and to start treating them more like an adult.
Which they should be doing a lot younger than 18 anyway.
Yeah, start giving responsibilities, a little bit of freedom that goes with it, and start transitioning them from this very narrow... This is my house, my rules, to becoming a contributing part of the household. But when you're not only contributing in doing chores and maybe money, depending on if you get charged rent, I did, there's got to be this recognition of this person is they're starting to be a mature person and letting them be that. And I think that parents have a hard time relinquishing the iron controls that they've had to have and letting go.
Yeah.
They've had these controls over you for 18 years. I mean, that's a pattern that they've developed as parents. You know, letting go is hard. You know, again, I have to advise that, yeah, you stick it out and get at least a 2-year degree. Also, it sounds like you may be having some depression issues, and that may involve some insurance. And if you move out, you're not going to have that. And it really is something that you should have if you're dealing with those kinds of issues.
Find the things that will let you cope. And if you have to immerse yourself in WoW, so long as you still go to work and you still, you know...
Go to class.
Yeah. And take care of the things. Do sink into what helps you get through this period, because it will... It'll help later on.
Yeah, and you might want to see if you can get any help for your depression issues. You know, like Teal said, it is under insurance right now, but you probably do need to go ahead and look into setting up an appointment to sit down and talk with somebody. Maybe. At the most basic level, there should be some kind of counselor at the college.
Yeah.
Look at and see what your school offers.
If you're going to community college, there is a group. Because that actually kind of crops up a lot more in lower income schools or, you know, 2-year colleges, because a lot of people are going to them poor, trying to get their prospects up, feeling crushed, a little bit of hopelessness. They have it at Brookhaven, where I go. They've got it at every college that I know of. There will be someone to talk to.
Yeah, fine. It sounds like you're dealing with a lot of frustration, a lot of anger. You've got to try and find what you can do to find your zen, for lack of a better term. Just find a way to make it roll off you. And it's a hard thing to say, because I've been home, and I did leave home at a very young age because I couldn't take anymore. Granted, they weren't paying for my tuition, and I really didn't have any future there. But I remember how stifled I felt, how angry, how not... I'm a very independent person, and living underneath somebody else's rules caused problems, because me and my mother banged heads like mad. And yeah, I'm getting a feeling of frustration and anger and just going a little stir crazy. And like I said, you gotta find whatever it is that's your zen point, something that you can cling to and help you get through it, whether it's writing or games, or find something that will let you last out this year and get you past graduation, because that really matters. It really, really, really matters in the long run. It's the difference between leaving now, being happier because you're out from underneath your parents some, but in a situation where you're going to be so strapped for cash. People say money doesn't buy you happiness. Money does buy you a roof over your head. It does buy you very basic food items. Money isn't just this luxury thing like Xboxes. And there's a certain amount of money you need to live. And if you leave home now, you're going to be stuck in a very minimum wage, where if you're sharing an apartment with something, you're going to be able to pay your bills, scrape by, maybe buy, if you're lucky, a couple of small things now and again. Or you may be stuck in a part where you can't even really afford to buy food. So be careful. Well, if I have this much money, I'll have like $100 left for the month. Well, $100 doesn't go very far if you get sick.
Or if you have to buy gas.
Yeah, so...
It certainly would mean you wouldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, so be careful. I mean, I know, just do the best you can. So that's basically it.
So it'd be Shiva's
and then we'll go to the break.
Okay.
Well, and I will read it. Our new ad from another advertiser. Happy Phase.
Okay.
Well, you read that one, didn't you?
No, I read that
one. No, he read that one.
Now it's your turn, Shiva. Ah, technology.
Let's see. Subject. It gets better, then worse, then back to better. Greetings, Caster of Knots. The Straight Ferret again, and you may remember me from the After New Year's episode of Knotcast, where I told you about the god-awful things I did that evening. After a while, the guilt eating away at my consciousness and conscience. That's not how... Okay. And I finally snapped and decided to sit and have a chat with a girl's boyfriend. He took it well and explained that she told him the story and that she loved me, and that now that we are pretty great friend, me and the girl are still too. Okay. Also, I also had a revelation that I was bisexual, which is beside the point. What was quite amazing was about 1 week later, I met a new girl. It was love at first sight. We fell absolutely heads over heels for each other. About a month into our relationship, I discovered that my feelings towards this new girl had evolved through our short relationship, and I had fallen into love with her. This was all great because she said she was starting to feel the same way about me. This is where it goes back to worse. But no, more screwing around. Oh, hold on. But no more screwing around. I met her parents, who absolutely hate their daughter dating a bisexual atheist because they are fucktards. Yes, that was necessary. Well, they made me stop dating her. I finally decided to have a sit-down with her parent one day. This is where the better part comes back in. I explained to them I have immense for their daughter. I think he meant immense love. I have immense for their daughter, and that she does for me. After arguing with them for over an hour, they finally decide that she can date me. But her parents and I still aren't on the best of terms. We don't argue, and mostly ignore each other, which I personally think is for the best. We have now been together for almost 3 months, and 2011 hasn't been a shitstorm that sucks everything in and spits it out like 2000 and shitty 10. Thank you for taking the time to read my email, and sorry about the semi-large wall of text. Sincerely, the now not-so-confused ferret. P.S. Recky, you fucking rock cocks off. Sorry, he's not here, but we'll pass on your message.
Accidentally the whole cock off?
I think I'm confused. You weren't here for the last one. I don't remember exactly. I have a terrible memory.
Basically, the guy had a lot of bad shit happen right at the end of the year, and now it's like, yay, things are getting better. And that's always good to hear.
Yay. Do we want to read one more email? Because that'll be the end of a round, then.
No, that's six, and we have 12 emails tonight.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, we have a new card game to talk about. It's called Commission Me. It's the adult-themed card game for 3 to 5 furs. Commission Me combines the best of strategic gaming with every furry's favorite activity, looking at furry porn. Features 70 cards with Yiffy art from 5 different artists. Urban Coyote, The Ramjing, Dream, and Nightmare. Dream and Nightmare. It's apparently one person. Felix Path and Van Ishikawa. For more information, see www.infurtainment.com.
Oi.
www.infurtainment.com. That's pretty, pretty slick website. And it is an adult art card game, and it's all gay. Sorry, girl.
Aww.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I flipped through every one of the cards. There's some pretty hot art in there. It's just, it's all dudes. So okay. He's playing to this, you know, this larger demographic of the fandom. So, on that note, we're going to go play some music, and we'll be right back. And that was a song. It might have been pony related. I haven't picked it yet.
I remember for Teal's Bender, it was like 1 week he was like, that was song by artist.
Awesome. Well, I try to have the music picked out beforehand, and then sometimes I just don't.
You're like an iPod with no meta filters. That's brilliant. Yes.
This next is Unknown Song by Unknown Artist in Unknown Album.
Genre blues.
Everything is in the key of E.
And this week's item, since last week's item was a big fleshy dong, we're talking a little more purple. As in the Purple Pleasure Bondage Set. 5-star rating from AdamandEve.com. You can lock your lover up tight with this fantasy bondage set. Strap on sets of adjustable ankle and wrist cuffs. They're strong enough to pull against, but soft on skin. Each comes easily with the tug of a Velcro strap. And your partner will love moaning around the breathable, biteable gag. Includes comfortable positioning pillow, feather tickler, and blindfold.
And it's very, very purple.
Yes. It's about Twilight Sparkle. Explore all your erotic... Where did I say that? Maybe we'll go,
Tie up your vampire lover and then throw them out in the sun and watch them sparkle.
Oh. That's not quite the Twilight Sparkle I was talking about.
Anyways, it
comes with a 4-piece adjustable Velcro wrist and ankle neoprene cuffs, inflatable love cushion, deluxe breathable gag, a feather tickler, and satin love mask / blindfold.
I like that. I actually think it's kind of cool that it has a biteable, breathable gag, because asphyxiation is not for everybody. What killed you, Shivo? What's up? These two are having a little thing here.
Everything is wonderful. We're all fine here. How are you?
I don't know.
It's the same color.
Saren has a picture of one of the ponies up next to the bondage set, and it's the same shade of purple.
This is, in fact, Twilight Sparkle, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, and it, in fact, kind of looks like Twilight Sparkle.
That's the name of a... Wow, so I was, like, walking into shit, not even...
You really did. You just was like...
Did I just talk about bond? Oh, my God. Okay. Now I get it. Okay, it all makes sense. I really need to watch this fucking show so that I'm not out of my own loop with what I'm talking about.
No, I just love Fuzz's interpretation of the name.
Yeah, that's what we're cracking up about. Twilight Sparkle.
I was just talking about the sparkly vampires in Twilight.
No.
I'll never look at the pony the same way again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. I didn't... Unintentional rule 34. I didn't stop. So did.
My ribs hurt.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to do that.
I think we need to
get back. I'm going to get some angry mail next week.
Oh my God.
So I hope that gets people interested. Now the people, they're going to hate me. I post under a trip code with my email. I'm going to get angry emails.
That is all my fault, because I don't know the characters.
It's totally fine. It is hilarious.
And you have a great interpretation of her name.
Anyway,
see Edward from this point on.
I was completely, for those of you who weren't here, you didn't see, I was completely confused as to why these two were cracking up so badly. I realized earlier we didn't answer one minor question in a more serious note. The L-shaped thing for Shiva comes from the shape of a chakat. It's not short for lesbian.
Yes.
Chakats are centaur.
It just occurred to me that we should have mentioned that.
Yeah, we have completely derailed. This is so amazing. But what's great about this is that you can get
still trying to continue.
Your own... very purple bondage set for only $49.95 on AdamandEve.com. However, if you use our coupon code NOT...
That's P-O-N-Y.
No.
That gives you a different mystery gift and rolls of pride.
We're pressing the reset button.
coupon code KNOT, that's K-N-O-T, you get 50% off one item, 3 free DVDs, free shipping, and a mystery gift. And every sale goes to help the show.
I want a pony.
Oh, Fuzz, there! I have such image macros I could show you. And I will pull them up after I'm done mutilating our sponsors. So,
best
yes.
Adam and Eve commercial ever.
I'm just looking for the next Twilight and My Little Pony mashup.
Oh, no. Twilight meets Edward and stabs him with her horn.
Yeah. My Little Twilight.
Mm-hmm. Well, then there's that shirt they sold at Alcon, and then Buffy staked Edgar.
Yes, Buffy.
Edgar. Not Edgar. God, I'm terrible.
What's his name?
Really Edward. Not Edward.
Yeah, it's like...
I've never even seen the movies nor read the books.
So, hey, why don't you read an email, Teal, while I bring up image macros to terrify Fuzz with?
Okay, here we go. Got an email. Dear Fox Nodders and Stuffcasters, Aaron here. I'm a relatively new listener, still randomly picking through the archives whenever I need a laugh. And I've never emailed you guys before, so bear with me. I've got 3 things for you. 1, let me get this out of the way first. Ego trip time. Thanks for doing what you do. You guys are really like the fuzzy versions of Dan Savage, and your advice, while not always relevant to my life, is always thoughtful and well-intentioned. Even though I'm not really a furry. Oh. I'm all in favor of dog people fucking, but I don't have a fursona. And I've never been to a con, and I don't intend to.
Oh, you don't need a fursona to be a quote-unquote furry. It's okay just to be a person that likes it. It's not, you know, it's not a requirement.
Well, we do have some non-furry listeners, though, so he's fine either way.
Yeah.
I still get a lot out of listening to what you have to say, so seriously, thank you. 2, I went to TRF last year with some of my friends, all proto-hipsters, all there ironically, and I remember seeing a plague doctor and a guy in Ezio costume?
Izo
costume, eyeing each other suspiciously. It cracked me up every time. But I had totally forgotten about it until just now when I was listening to episode 116 and Saverin, I think it was Saverin, was talking about his plague doctor costume, visiting TRF, and running into a guy in an Izo costume. If that was him, then man, talk about a small world. Cue singing munchkins. Oh, and I don't expect Sav to remember me. I complimented his costume, and yeah... I was just another bearded, skinny bearded guy with a sword and a ponytail. Not exactly that memorable at TRF. But I thought it was a cool coincidence.
Was Ezio or Enzio or Ezio?
Anyways, yes, there was actually 2 plague doctors in close proximity at TRF. If you had complimented the tall, skinny one, well, tall, relatively skinny one, that was my friend, Tesser. The short, fat one and the sort of derpy mask was me. I'm remaking it for next season. But yes, that was us. That was going around with locals at TRF that day.
Cool.
Okay, 3. Okay, time for drama.
Oh.
You knew it was coming, right? So, no easy way to put this. I'm turning 22 this summer, and I'm still a virgin. Shock and horror. It's not entirely my fault. I had to get
I'm spreading.
Yes, you are. I've had a lot of shit.
Oh, I'm taking that an entirely different meaning. But
you're trying to help me get through this email. Now you're making me... Okay. I've had a lot of shit to sort through. What with college, getting away from the faith I was raised in, figuring out I was bi, having a major falling out with my folks, struggling with chronic depression and a suicide attempt, and yaff, 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 yaff. But now I've gotten a lot of that sorted out. 2 thumbs up for group therapy.
Awesome.
Good for therapy. I've found that I'm much more calm, confident, and collected, and that I'd really like to have a meaningful relationship. And sex. Lots of sex. That would be nice, too. There are only 2 problems with that. First is that as much progress as I've made, I'm still a bit of an emotional basket case, and that's not something I want to inflict on anyone by getting into an intimate relationship with them. The second is I live in Lubbock, city-size buckle of the Bible Belt. Given I'm a lot more interested in personalities and physical features, my location poses some problems. There are not a lot of intelligent, tolerant, kind-hearted, non-homophobe, fundy Christian douchebag folks around that I'd like to even be friends with, much less date. But there is good news. I'm graduating in December. I'd like to get the fuck out of this city and maybe this state. So, my question for you is this. Should I even bother trying to find a mate? I'll give you furry folks credit for that one. It flows much better than partner, which always seems to sound like a business relationship to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Or should I suck it up, forego any pursuit of intimacy, resign myself to fapping away for the rest of this year, and start looking at a relationship whenever, in whatever city I end up after I'm done with my degree? Thanks for the advice, and keep casting those knots. Your drama queen of the desert, and prolific purveyor of parentheses, Aaron South.
Okay. First of all, thank you very much for the compliment. Secondly, I was 23 when I lost my virginity, and it's not all that unusual to wait a little while. If you're 40, that's kind of late in the day, I guess. But
I was 25 when I lost my V-card.
So. Okay, yeah. So, like, you know, up to the mid-20s, I mean, you're probably fine. I'm not going to put a firm number on it, but I'd say you're not... Like, the average in the States is, I think, like 16 to 17, but there's enough of us, especially of the geekier types that are outliers, that it's not really a negative indication on you. It's just the peer pressure may make it seem that way. As far as should you bother finding a mate or not, I would say, I mean, my point of view on this is always that it's not an active kind of thing. It just kind of happens. You know, you go out, you hang out with friends, you meet people, and somebody may pique your interest, you may click with them, and things just kind of go from there. I met Tyrion completely by accident because he had ridden with a mutual friend of ours to MFM back in 2001. And I just met him there, and we'd realized we'd both written stories online, and we started talking about it, and then we started talking on ICQ, and it just kind of rolled on from there. I wouldn't really make it like I have to find a mate now, or I have to not look at all.
I can't now. Think of any of the friends that I know who have been in a long-term, stable relationship who are actively looking when they found their partner. It's usually something that they stumbled across. It's a chance friendship that was struck up underneath sometimes unlikely terms. You know, you have the right conversations, you meet passing, and then you meet again. Not a lot of them have gone out looking to form relationships. Usually they're looking to form friendships, but not usually looking to form a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there's like speed dating and all the other like mainstream quote unquote dating, however that's supposed to work. I've never actually seen that work out in any way. I'm sure it does for somebody, but most of the people it I know. Might.
Yeah. You never know.
Yeah. But
I find that it tends to be one of those things that falls into your lap rather than you go out and look for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's my last long-term relationship. It was I wasn't really looking, and
yet you found it.
you found it. So I think that you know, don't worry about looking for it. It'll find you when you need to. I know I understand the concern about you're going to be moving away. Do I want to start something? That kind of thing. You know, just kind of get your feet wet out there and make some friends.
Mm-hmm.
And if it starts looking promising, you know, talk with the person on what they intend to do. If they, you know, you gotta call it based on who you find.
Yeah, communication, communication, communication.
And you might be surprised. I mean, I know, oh God, where's Lubbock again? I know it's far away from here, but
in the ass end of Texas, sorry.
Okay.
That doesn't help me reference-wise.
Okay,
so.
It is here. Dallas is here.
It's far west of
it
here.
It is further west than Abilene, which we discussed was fuck far away last week.
Oh, okay.
So it's probably 5 or 6 hours away.
That's actually what Google says. It says fuck far away.
Yeah. It's a distance.
That holy damn, it's far.
But you know, I would not be surprised if there's some furries out there.
Oh, there are some Lubbock furs. I know that.
Yeah, go to the Lone Star Furs forum and...
Well, there's also all those little towns around there. There's bound to be some furs.
Yeah. Lubbock's probably one of the larger cities in that area. It is. Because I've actually heard of Lubbock. And I'm sure there's a lot of little places around there that I have not heard of.
Just talking, I know I've seen a couple threads on Lone Stars about Lubbock furs. It may or may have not been you putting it up, but I remember seeing...
It's got a little tiny, roundabout freeway, but...
Oh, it's so cute compared to ours.
There's, like, a whole bunch of little towns that are right near Lubbock.
Mm-hmm.
Littlefield and Sundown and Meadow and Ropesville and Ponyville and Petersburg and...
Ponyville?
Oh my god, Ponyville. Equestria's in Texas? We're all fucked.
So when I was first moving to Texas and I was looking at all the little towns and stuff that was around DFW and then a little further out, and I laughed my ass off at the Texan-ness of it, that there's a town not too terribly far from here called Gun Barrel City.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my god, Texas has a town called Gun Barrel City.
That's very Texan.
It is barely a city. It's really not a city.
But, well, I mean, plus we've got, Rome and a Dublin and Paris and...
The rest of the world exists in Texas.
Yes.
But anyway, dude, totally need to check out things and stuff. You need check out Lone Star Furs. Check out TAF. It's the Texas Area Furry Friends. It is a mailing list. Just do a search for Texas Area Furry Friends.
It's been around forever and a day.
It is actually still semi-active. It hasn't been completely replaced. Actually, screw it. There is another... You can also check out texasfurs.org, which is a very basic site that just lists all the different communities and forums and crap like that, but you can find other furs and well, actually, you're not a furry, my bad, but I'm just saying,
well, if he's not opposed to meeting up with
you're us. Obviously not opposed to the furry fandom if you're listening to this show, so you might meet someone that is open to the possibility of dating you, but
there's a lot of crossover in the fandoms of geekness, so if you have try for it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
What's up, Sam? So it'd be my turn to read now. Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you have something to say?
No. I was just trying to figure out which email's next.
Oh, okay. All right. But
anyways.
So it's the one titled Old New and New New.
We didn't have New New this week.
Huh? Well, no, because that would kill Fuzz.
Oh, is that that soy-based restaurant?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And you're still here, so we didn't go.
I am still here. Yay. Yay. I don't know why I suddenly got all shrill there. Hey, Notcast, it's that pangolin from Georgia, Kylie.
Yay, pangolins.
Saverin approves of your species. I've been meaning to write in for a while. Every week, something happens that makes me want to email you, but none more so than this. I'm in a bit of a pickle. About a week ago, the guy I was dating, Cthulhu, if you remember... broke up with me for reason. I wanted to see Teal's reaction.
To what?
But I just said Cthulhu, if you remember. Because I know you haven't had a chance to listen in a few weeks. And just be like, wait, someone was dating Cthulhu? What the fuck?
I'm just kind of used to the Elder Gods taking over my lives. So it's fine.
What the hell is that on your monitor, Saren?
It is a four-armed, eight-legged tiger double tar. Triple tar. It's like the human tarapede, but not.
God, why?
It was something on the front of FA.
Jesus Christ, for the furries, but the chackats don't have enough limbs, try this. It's a double chackat all the way. Okay, I'm sorry. So momentary break to criticize art on the front page of FA. Cthulhu, if you remember, broke up with me for reasons we later worked out were related to his chronic depression. We soon realized that neither of our feelings for each other had diminished. In fact, they had grown stronger. However, the one snag is that he was already dating someone else that he'd fallen for. I know it was pretty fast, but I'll get to that. Now, we'd been talking about relationships being not just two people exclusive to each other since the beginning, but he is the kind of person who can't juggle two different relationships. excuse me. After much deliberation, we decided that I would get to know the new guy. We'll call him Kitty for now. He's not officially a furry, but he's such a kitty. If we clicked just right, well, we'd just add me back into the relationship. To be blunt, we're considering being poly, and I think it will work. He's a very nice guy, and Cthulhu and I seem to love him just the same, as does Kitty to Cthulhu and I, and Cthulhu to Kitty and I. We've agreed that it won't ever become more than just the three of us, and that any and all outside relationships won't progress higher than friend-family. Herein lies question one. Do you have any advice as to how to keep this stable? Now, do we want to answer this, or go on to read the second paragraph? Let me read the second paragraph, actually. It might be related. And then I'll refer this to Shiva, our resident poly expert. Our SME, or subject matter expert.
It's me.
Nice.
On a note too close to make harmony, my best friend from high school, with whom I went to homecoming, was dumped by her girlfriend at the exact same time as Cthulhu dumped me. It turns out they still love each other as much or more as well. We decided to have a movie night at my place together to cope with our losses. Well, we cuddled and watched, and toward the end, we ended up finally saying to each other those words we were too embarrassed in high school to say. I love you. Now, we love each other, yes, but aren't in love with each other like we are to our recent exes. After a bit of smiling and cuddling and how long questions, we started kissing. First soft, then more passionate. I think you know where this is going. Well, as my moral code goes, I won't have sex. However, we did end up naked and handjobbing. Soon thereafter, there was a flurry of emotions, as you may guess, and questions as to whether it was a good idea, whether one or both of us took advantage of the other, whether it was a fling, whether we'll ever be together, things like that. After I brought her back to her dorm and returned to mine, I found I felt one emotion rise over the rest, and that was relief. Relief of having finally told her, but more shamefully of having intimate time with a female after so much time with a male. Therein lies questions two and three. How can I tell Cthulhu and Kitty about this, because I can't leave them in the dark? Also, how can I reassure her that I didn't do this to take advantage of her, but rather because I'd been thinking of it since high school and finally was able to express my love with her? Any and all help is much appreciated. Kylie.
Well, let's see. Stable poly relationships. They're tricky, especially if you want all partners to be equal. You gotta kind of make sure that all the different permutations get to spend both times as a group, but also individually getting to pair off and strengthen their bonds, whether it's you and Kitty, you and Cthulhu and Kitty, maybe without you. Everybody's got to have their own personal time, their own way of building bridges. That's kind of it, is you gotta do your best to try and make sure that nobody feels left out, nobody feels alone, and lots of communication and talking. They say that you have to work at a relationship to make it work. With a poly, you have to do it doubly. You gotta make sure that both your partners you talk to, both your partners feel fulfilled. But they also have to do it, too. It's not just something that you can hold together. Everybody's got to play the game.
Double boyfriends all the way.
As far as telling Cthulhu and Kitty, there's really... Tell them. I mean, I don't know what kind of feelings or discussions have come up in the past. I mean, are they... You girls, I'm not even sure if you're a guy or a girl, so...
I think the writer is a guy.
I think.
From context, he seems to be a guy.
Yeah. I'm guessing. I don't know if they're the you girls type, or if they're bi and they understand that, you know, sometimes you would like to... You know, they have to understand that drive, too, or if they're going to be hurt by this. That's something you're going to have to kind of play it by ear. If I do agree that it's probably something that you need to talk about, But on the other hand, you also have to realize that at that point you were broken up. Mm-hmm. So technically you weren't cheating, you weren't doing anything wrong. But you should probably tell them, and not a year down the line. It should be probably as close to this as possible.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I don't think you have any moral issue with fooling around with somebody else that you had a connection to while you were between relationships anyway. I do just kind of want to point out, though, that I found it a little odd that you made a moral distinction between having sex with this girl and just using hands. It's like, you had intimate contact. You guys probably got off. There's really no difference in my mind.
Yeah, I'm really, no. Especially when you consider that when girls and girls are going at it, they don't have innies to put into each other. It's pretty much mostly hand jobs and oral. I mean, you're not going to have penetrative sex, so it's got to count if it counts between a guy and a girl, too. So you might as well have done it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't mean to give you a moral complex about that. I don't think you should have a moral issue about it since you were single. She was willing. She doesn't sound, from your description here, doesn't sound like coerced or taken advantage of.
Now, I could see if he didn't have a condom or something like that. Okay.
Yeah.
But if he...
Which is really just a safety/pregnancy risk issue as opposed to...
Yeah.
You know, a moral quandary. But no, I think Shiva pretty much well nailed that there. Does anyone else have any input?
I think just from the last point, you were concerned about how to approach her with, you know, letting her know that you weren't using her in the situation, that you had honest feelings. Be honest, you know, that this was an honest feeling situation, that it wasn't a situation where I was trying to just, you know, fulfill you know, a sexual need. I had long-term feelings for you. We had this moment of intimacy. I enjoyed it. You enjoyed it. And that's what it was. And don't, you know, just be honest with that.
I would also say, unless she expresses to you some regrets about this or says that she thinks that you took advantage of her.
Or you get a vibe.
Then you don't need to put that out there, because that makes it sound like you're unsure of the situation. If you just keep your relationship the way it was, pretty much, and just, you know, and I mean a friendship relationship, if you're interested, not the relationship you're interested in with the other two. Just, you know, just be yourself and be normal around her, and don't, you know, I understand it sounds like you're working through these emotions. She may or may not be. So don't feel the need to pour out this flood of apologies unless it's an issue that she brings up and you guys need to discuss it. And if that happens, just be honest and just basically said what you said here to us. But from the way you described the action, it sounds pretty natural the way it progressed, and you know, nothing was really forced or coerced. So
okay.
So Saverin, do you want to read the next one?
Indeed. Was titled Your Show. Hey, Notcast. It's been a long time since I've sent an email into the show. Been really an awkward life lately, to be completely honest with you. My last email was back in 2009, I believe. I think it was episode 73, somewhere in the ballpark. Ha. However, my life has changed for the better and for the worse since then. So it would say it about the same. As I am now almost 20 and have long forgotten the time of torment I was in, I have come back to say there is a lot of things to look forward to. I have found a new mate. We have been living together for about 9 months now, and things are going great. The only bad part is, when I told my parents about this relationship and how it was getting more serious, they decided I was not going to be allowed to bring him around at all for all the family functions, and I'm not allowed to stay at their house if we decide to visit together. Anyways, getting past that, I've now relocated to Michigan when I was once in Ohio. Yeah, what an upgrade, huh? To end on a good note, my younger brother still tunes in from time to time when he wants to hear some stories, whether they be funny, inspirational, saddening, or triumphant, and I wish you all the best of luck. Listener for life, Mela. Last time I used an alias, the Muscle Bear from Ohio.
think that does sound vaguely familiar, and I have a terrible memory.
Yeah, parents, oh, well, you know, just ask them, would you do it if you were dating a chick? You know, parents who do that, kind of cunty. Well, like, my parents, for some strange reason, they got back in touch with my racist side of the family that I've not had contact with since I was, like, 12, because they're evil and racist. And, like, genuinely so. None of this ha-ha funny internet. No, they're genuinely, you know, shipping back to Africa, kill the darkies, president was born in Kenya type people. And they're always asking about me and asking about me and when I'm going to come to the family stuff. And I'm like, I don't want shit to do with you. And more likely, your family, if, you know, you brought your boyfriend to a family gathering, probably wouldn't be too pleasant. So I don't think you're missing out too much if you don't go. Because, I mean, they keep asking about me, and I'm just going to keep dodging it because I don't want nothing to do with them.
Understood.
Yeah.
It's like, so, what about you? It's like, well, you know, I'm pretty darn liberal, not you know, religious at all, and have a boyfriend of nearly 6-7 years.
And he's black. No, okay, he's not. I'm just adding extra spin, you know, to
just,
that grade.
Just keep adding on layers. Oh, and this, and this, and...
He's also in the Church of Satan.
Yeah.
And a heroin addict.
Oh, that's hot.
In fact, I help him because I was training to be a nurse. I shoot the syringe directly into his spine.
He gets the ultimate high.
And then he goes, whoa, and shoom, off to the moon, and eats all the cheese.
Yes. Well, I am glad that your relationship is working out, and I'm sorry your parents are fuckheads, but hey, your stuff's at least on the upward tick. And I'm sure there are parts of Michigan that are not all bad.
It's not all Detroit. Some of it's Novi, and they have a furry convention there.
Yeah.
So if you're in Michigan, go to FCN. It's in, like, I don't know, a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Okay.
It's not this weekend. It's next weekend. It's like the 7th, 8th.
So you got 2 weeks to go to the furry con in Michigan.
Yeah, hopefully you're anywhere near Novi, Michigan. I have no idea.
And not anywhere near Detroit.
I don't think they're that far apart, but I don't really know Michigan's geography that well.
So. Detroit is kind of scary.
Yeah, I drove through it once.
I went there one. I was like 16 on some sort of like church thing.
I remember you telling me about this a couple years ago.
It was a church like youth group summer thing where you're supposed to go help put on a. Vacation Bible school for inner city kids and do door-to-door evangelism for some reason. Because, you know, in America, people haven't heard the word of Jesus yet.
I love that your mission to a really unfortunate part of the world, some kids go to Africa, you guys went to Detroit. And you know what? It was just as bad.
Well, that was because the budget wasn't as big. This following year, they went to Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Is it a donkey show?
Don't think so.
Jesus did his donkey show.
And I don't think any of them were killed or their body stuffed with cocaine. But
I was filled with the love of the Lord. Now I'm filled with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. That was... it was very interesting. It's a very sad area.
There was a... Detroit was discussed on a news report recently, along with another city in, I think, Pennsylvania, that is, for years, like all the cities and our population in general have been tracking the growth rate. And this is all coming out because the results from the 2010 census are starting to be released now. And Detroit has been shrinking by a dramatic degree. And their government is fighting it because Detroit has, I think they said that like cities with a lot of but with a large minority population tend to not participate in the census because of basically a fear of government of why do you want to know where we are and what we're doing and stuff like that. So cities with a high minority population typically get underreported how many people are living there. So they're trying to say that they have, they're doing their own studies and stuff to show that they have more of a population than they did. But over the last 5 years, it's dropped like fucking like 60% or something like that. It's becoming a smaller and smaller city. So they have to try and kind of pull it in. But there's still people living way out in the suburbs, and it's hard to really keep maintaining roads and services out there. They're trying to get people like move from their homes in the outer burbs and move further in. Mm-hmm. So basically they can shrink the city. So
well, that's like,
it's really a weird sort of occurrence when we think, oh, cities are growing and growing and growing. There are actually cities in the U.S. right now that are actually shrinking.
I think it was like Flint, Michigan that actually just knocked down a bunch of city blocks, leveled it down, took out the roads, and gave it back to nature. And was like, fuck this. The water line was still there, so I mean, if for some miraculous reason they needed to re-expand, they could do so, but they just knocked everything down and was like, fuck it. I know it's Flint, less stuff they have to maintain.
Flint got hit pretty hard with some of the automobile industry shrinking a few years ago, so yeah, I can kind of believe that.
So, that sucks. But, you know, as for the email, at least he's in a better situation. So.
Yeah. Did he say he moved from Michigan or to Michigan?
He moved to Michigan from Ohio. I think he was one of the, I did it again? Holy shit.
You're just shrinking.
I
hit just like Detroit.
Oh, God. Where I was like, now you're stuck in Ohio. And they were like, no, I'm not.
I don't know whether that's an upgrade or a downgrade.
It's a side grade.
It's what we call in corporate America, a lateral move?
A lateral move, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
My turn?
Yeah, your turn.
Okay. No subject, so. Hey guys, it's the Foxy from Mississippi. Shade again. Due to computer issues, I haven't listened to any shows past 118, but I'm now catching up again. I know this is open topic, so I feel like ranting a bit. I'm playing an online browser game, Puppet Nightmares, when my ex suddenly pops up wanting to chat. Now, I have no problems talking with him, and the conversation was going great till he snapped and started whining and griefing. A lot of firsts may know him, and he gives a name.
Redacted.
Okay, public service announcement, folks. If you give us names, we're not going to name them. You might as well not give them to us. We don't like the spread of drama.
We're not going
to
call out
people. Okay, so, fur. This guy is one of those furs who changed their persona and suddenly they're, quote-unquote, another person.
Oh,
with,
God, I hate people like that.
With a shit-where-he-eats personality, always bad-mouthing people who don't bend to his will. Roars and puts his claws up. Anyhow, on a better note, my mate and I have been together 9 months, as of the 29th, and love each other very much. As I said in my last email, my mate is a red badge, but his mom was cool with me. Hell, she and the rest of his family love me. Well, the time is almost here. Next Saturday is my skunky's 18th birthday. I'm planning on spending the weekend with him, but to be honest, I'm scared. This isn't the first time I've stayed at his house, but I want our first time to be special and not quick and dirty, though there's nothing wrong with that. I'm open to suggestions on what to do or not to do, so please offer some advice. Remember, children, when people give you grief, grab a handful of Skittles and throw them in their face and yell, "Taste the fucking rainbow." Love and not Shade. And then he gives us the link to the game you mentioned, Puppet Nightmares. So,
okay.
First times when doing it at your mate's parents' place.
Well, first time doing it, he doesn't have to do it at his mate's parents' place.
Well, he said he's planning on spending the weekend with him, so I'm going to guess that that's probably...
But they can go somewhere.
What's that? Midnight on your 18th birthday? Bam! You know, balls deep.
It's fucking time.
I don't get that. It's like, oh shit, it's like they're counting down the clock, cock poised, you know.
There is not an expiration timer on this situation, folks.
You know, it
turns... I'm 18, officer! Them's fucking words.
He turns 18 at midnight, you scream, "Satan, guide my cock," and dive in.
You had a very interesting first time then, Sabrina. Yes? That's not at all like mine.
That's an old school joke. That's like Knotcast 4 or something. Like.
Yes. I just love the phrase.
Satan, guide my cock.
But, you know, I don't think that y'all should be, like, super pressured to fuck on his 18th birthday. I mean, if you both want to go for it, okay, but it's not something I think you should be terribly pressured to do. It's not like if you don't fuck him the moment he turns 18, he's going to turn into, you know,
a pumpkin.
A pumpkin.
Yeah. Also, it sounds like you're trying to plan for this. And if you're going to plan it, you're going to have this all in your head. This is the way it's going to go.
And it's going to be magical.
It's going to be magical, and it's going to be wonderful, and there'll be rainbows and ponies. But no, it's not going to be that way. It's your first time. You're going to be awkward. You're going to flail, and it's going to be messy, and just
and
enjoy
fun.
It.
And fun.
And fun. And just enjoy it, and let it happen. Okay, mm-hmm. don't make this a
little Twilight Sparkle or whatever the fuck its name is going to
be. I hope not, for their sake. Just
well, no, they probably want the boy ponies. Like, big Macintosh.
The bronies.
The bronies. Don't let little ponies come into your first experience, just whatever you're doing.
Hey, who knows what
the... Okay, maybe you're into it, and then, yes, you should, but...
The other thing I was going to suggest is, I don't know how tight money is. You guys are young, so it might be, but... if not, you might consider a hotel room for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, go off-site, as it were, you know, to take it somewhere different. Because, yeah, you know, first time fucking at his mate's your mate's parents' place might seem a little awkward, but you guys...
And nerve-wracking.
And nerve-wracking, yeah. You guys might just want to get a room for tonight, and whether you do it or not, it's going to... Either way, it's going to be a night alone away, just the two of you, curl up on the bed, watch TV, you know,
do
stuff and things if that's the way things go. And, you know, but yeah, like, definitely, like Teal was saying, like we've said countless times on this show, don't put the pressure of the world on your shoulders to make this perfect, because it's sometimes like I had a really nice sweet plan in my head for the first time Tieran and I were going to be together IRL. And I'm not going to give out all the details. Because
he'd kill you.
Because he'd kill me.
But there was crying, screaming, perhaps some blood.
I'll explain later. Not on the show. Things didn't necessarily go 100% as we planned. But it still ended up being one of the most romantic times we've spent together. And we had a lot of fun. And we really bonded and became a lot closer. Despite everything not following the ABC checklist of these are the things you do to be romantic kind of thing. Just saying, you don't have to plan everything down to the details, or and don't put the pressure on you. And if stuff doesn't work out the way you want, just cuddle. Just spend time together. Just talk.
It's good to have private time.
You have the most important elements here, and that's A, you, B, him. Just deal with each other.
C may come into it, but it might not.
Well, maybe. In some cases, there might be a C.
Okay, so, quick question. Have any of you three seen the movie Paul?
I haven't, but I follow Simon Pegg on Twitter, and he's been tweeting about it, so I'm aware that it's out there. I just don't know.
You've seen Hot Fuzz, right?
I have, yes.
I was forced to by my friends that would not let me not see a movie called Hot Fuzz.
So you see Simon Pegg in that, and he's trim and kind of rrr. Well, in this movie, he and Nick Frost, it opens up with them as being two British dudes who have decided to go to the San Diego Comic Con.
Oh, okay.
And they are so very... They have been to cons at some point in time. They are the quintessential nerds. Mm-hmm. And they just sell it as being comic book geeks. I mean, Simon Pegg put on a little weight. He's got a little bit of a pot belly. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of round cheek. And it is hilarious. They're both... It's a great, great show. Somebody who wrote this is a comic book nerd. just like the rest of us are nerds. And I went and saw that in the movies, and I was very pleasantly surprised. It's actually really cute. Huh. I would recommend seeing it. And it doesn't seem to be getting a lot of press, so it might leave the theater soon. If it does, really catch it, maybe on Netflix or something else. It's worth watching.
So this week's sponsor is Simon Pegg. Follow him in on Twitter at Simon Pegg.
So, yeah.
What is Savern looking at?
Nothing important.
Okay. Dongs. So, Teal, you got the last email of the night?
Not ponies.
Final email.
Okay. Open topic. Here's a story.
A lovely lady.
About a bland man named Jed.
We went way too many different things. Okay. Let me compose myself.
It's a story of a lovely pony who is bringing up for you very lovely sparkles.
Oh, fuzz.
Wow. All of them were unicorns like their mother. The youngest one was ribbed.
I can't go on.
I'll stop now so that you can.
Thank you. So, hey, a not casterinos. Just a friendly, not anonymous fox writing to tell you my little story of lols. I've been bored with the little internet contact I've had in the past few weeks, so I've decided to listen through the old episodes between the new releases, just for highs. Anyway, on to the meat of my email. I'm a bi fox. That best describes himself as an ineffective dominant. This has led to a few funny things in my relationship history, starting with my first boyfriend in school. Imagine, if you can, the sexiest olive-skinned Mexican girl wrapped up in faded blue jeans, Puma sneakers, and a feedless jersey? Okay. Now give her a buzz cut, lose the boobs and the badge, and hang a nice endowment in its place, and replace that cute little Hispanic accent with the flamier voice than Keo's. Oh my God, what is this? I want it. And I want it was the first thing to fly through my 14-year-old mind the day I met him. And over the course of my freshman and senior year, I pounded the fuck out of his cute little ass. Well, then he dumped me and moved to California after he graduated, and I fell in with the goth crowd and ended up one night over summer tied in a doorway for my first straight sexual experience. Needless to say, it gave me a stigma against anal sex that was hard to break and put me off bondage forever.
Ooh.
Flash forward a junior year of celibacy, and I'm a senior. And I have my second boyfriend, a giant of a man. Not in the height sense, but definitely in weight. Let's just say it was emotionally abusive and continued on the celibacy besides a few kisses and one god-awful blowjob. Anyway, what I'm saying is that relationships aren't always buttercream and daisy cups. And that crazy is out there, as well as things that don't quite work right, despite all the glory in the beginning. At the moment, I'm still with a lovely group of two other guys and a tranny girl, having as much fun as I can, with it being long distance. And I have remained faithful despite the open fun ticket we've granted each other. I enjoy the podcast and look forward to many more not casts in my ear by you guys and gal. I hope this email finds you all in good health and all that stuff. Foxily yours, Red Fox? Mm-hmm. Red Fox. Okay. P.S. In case you're not sure to pronounce the name, the W is side. Get it? Red Fox?
Mm.
Yeah, okay, now I got it. I should have read at the end. So.
Oh, goodness me. So, hot Twinkie Mexican. That sounds kind of cool, because you were both Red Badge at the time. But yeah, I don't, you know, first straight sexual experience that gives you a stigma against butt sex and bondage. I don't want to know how bad that was.
Did it involve pegging?
I guess. She,
you know,
normally I'd say that was hot.
For whipping.
Sorry. That's another reference that Savern made that is very amusing to me and nobody else.
She whipped the piss out of him.
Okay, that's funny to everybody.
So, yeah, here's hoping you can find somebody local that's not the crazy train to Stab Town.
I crossed my fingers for you.
Yeah.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.
So, I guess, welcome to Texas, Teal?
Yep, I just moved here from California, so...
We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show. Ooh, I can zoom in like crazy on email. Look at that.
Woo! That's what Fuzz I've been doing.
Fuzz is busy here making love to his new iPad.
Sorry.
Well, that's what's doing the entire show, because I haven't really played with iPads. Like, I can make it big, I can make it small. I can make it big,
so,
I can make
it small. Yeah.
I have the same effect on dicks.
And magic is being worked here. It's a magical device.
It is, yes. This is a magical experience.
You know, they keep saying it's magical. I'm like, some poor wizards trapped in their Malaysian, your Chinese facility, forced to burn XP every day to make these artifacts.
And you play WoW. Yes, I get it.
Well, that was D&D.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, okay. Either way, same idea. So, yes. Do we have a topic for next week?
No.
Do we ever have a topic for next week?
We're prepared.
Because we're professionals.
We will announce a topic of some kind on
I'll think of something.
Yes. A topic of some kind on something.
I'll probably insert topic here.
You know, yeah. As always, I post the week's topics to our Notcast FA page. Every week, I announce it on my Twitter, and usually it's retweeted by the Notcast account. So, you don't know what we're talking about, you can go look at the episode journal on FA. Our website is Notcast.
Our page is Notcast. I was just going to say, let's go ahead and give the contact info. We are Notcast on Fur Affinity, Twitter, and LiveJournal. Our email address is notcast@foxstuffers.com. Our homepage is foxstuffers.com. It's the IRC info server, because I always forget
IRC. That. IRC.anthrochat.net pound Notcast. It requires a registered nick to join.
And podcast hosting provided by furplanet.com. The planet for all your furry comic and book needs. I'm trying to go all NPR with our underwriting announcements here.
We could do the BBC ends on a down note.
Additional sponsorship by AdamandEve.com.
Oh. It's Adam and Eve. It's supposed to be perky.
Adam and Eve, yes. At least part of it. Well, some of it's perky.
Anyway.
.com. You're all going to die.
And on that note...
Good night.
And big balls.
Good boy.